Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, today we're going to be looking at, for a few minutes, how to increase the anointing. Some people call the anointing the power of God, the presence of God, the tangible manifestation of God, the oil of God. There's different ways of referring to it, but the anointing is a relationship, not a formula. So remember that. In Acts 4, verse 13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I believe when we walk in the oil of God, in the presence and the power of God, people will know that we have been with Jesus. You know, a lot of times mistakes are made in the church where we seek a language and not a person. And I want to look at Acts chapter 2, the first four verses. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. I believe that the anointing of the Holy Ghost has a sound of heaven. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. Now we're talking about 120 people plus or minus, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. So it's not just about a language, it's about the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. For what good is a language, just the ability to pray in tongues, without the power to release that anointing onto others? You know, I believe we increase the anointing by a life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of spending time communicating with the Father. You know, communication is two ways. Yes, it's talking, but it's also listening. A daily fellowship with our Heavenly Father, not out of law or discipline, but out of passion and love. We desire to spend time with the Lord. As we wake up every morning and we begin our day, you know, remember, we're under the new covenant, and everything must be done out of faith and love, not out of duty and obligation. Otherwise, it's nothing more than dead works. And when we get into dead works, we must repent. Every believer must develop a lifestyle of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. That's when our heart cries out to Him. Our thought life is never far away from God. You know, some people never sense Him. And I believe that some of this is because they're so caught up in the affairs of this life. But we live from a different kingdom. You know, Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit keeps us built up spiritually. And I believe that is one of the main ways to increase the anointing, is to pray in your spirit language, to pray in tongues every day. It is such an easy way to pray. And we're praying unto the Father. We're magnifying Him. And it's a perfect prayer of faith. For believers to be used of God, I believe there is a prayer of consecration. And that can be something I've seen it happen daily or very often. That is like the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed, "Not my will be done, but your will." That's the prayer of consecration. Lord, I give myself to you afresh. I belong to you, every fiber of my being, every ounce of strength in my body, I give it to you. Another prayer that I believe will increase the anointing is prayer of repentance. Always keeping our heart right before God. You know, always taking the trash out where we have failed, either in commission or omission. Lord, my heart is toward you. Have I grieved the Holy Spirit? Have I quenched him in any way? And we're not basing this on sin consciousness, but a heart of love to please the Lord. Lord, it's my heart to please you. I don't want to hurt you in any fashion. In my speech, in my thoughts, in my attitude, in my deeds. You know, I believe to increase the anointing of the Holy Ghost on our life, we are consecrated and yielded and repentant in our heart to be used of the Lord. You know, Jesus defeated the devil. And he said on the cross, "It is finished." What was finished? He has sent the Holy Ghost to empower the believer to enforce the devil's defeat. I believe that's one of our main jobs. As believers, these signs shall follow us that believe. We will preach the good news. We will cast out devils. According to Mark 16:17, we'll lay hands on the sick. We'll raise the dead. So we have the Holy Ghost to empower us to enforce the covenant. We are to preach the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5, Scripture says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You know, where is a lot of our battle? It's in our mind. You know, as we proclaim the gospel, I believe it is linked to the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not enough to just preach and teach, but it should be demonstrated in power. You know, demonstration helps establish the kingdom. It says that in Romans 14:17, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." And as we begin to walk in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, we preach under the anointing of God, the smearing of God, the tangible manifested presence of God, there will be responses. People will respond. They will repent. They'll make a decision unto Christ. They will come forth. They will believe God in faith that they can be healed. The touch of God is so important. The anointing of the Holy Ghost increases with prayer and fellowshipping with the Lord on a daily basis. And then we go out and minister out of the overflow of that communion with Him. You know, the overflow of the Holy Ghost is so important. What we do in private will be made public. So our private prayer life, our consecration, you know, it's important we say no to certain things. We don't have to go along with the crowd. We can be a voice. We don't have to be an echo. You know, when Jesus was tempted, he said, "It is written." Out of relationships with the Father, he proclaimed the desired result. It is written. In Mark chapter 5, when he dealt with the demoniac of Gadara, he said, "Go." And the demons left that man. And that man was free, normal, clothed, and in his right mind, no longer cutting himself in the tombs. It is written, we are to enforce the covenant, and that includes the defeat of our enemy. There should be an outward working of the Spirit of God through men. I believe that we are to lay our hands on the sick and see them recover. How is that done? By faith. How does the increase of the anointing happen? By faith. Spending time with the Lord. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness. I believe that will result in many won to the kingdom. Our victory was purchased at Calvary. Jesus won the war. He has given us power and he has given us authority. I believe he expects us to overcome. How do we do that? By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Preaching, teaching, and demonstrating the power of God. You know, when a bull runs out into the arena, his focus is not on the matador. It's on the red rag. And if that bull ever figured out, it was the matador that was holding the red rag. So let us focus on the right thing. We hold the red rag. The enemy has been defeated. And as we know that and we enforce that by it is written, and I believe the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon me as well as in me. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We cannot deny the power of the Holy Ghost. The next generation coming up, they should see the demonstration and power of sickness being removed, tumors falling off, the dead being raised, the power of demons bowing their knee to the power of the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 4:2-3 says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. May we not be that people. That we want to rightly divide the word of truth. That we want to preach, teach, and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone have a wonderful day. Walk in his power. Walk in his might. In the name of Jesus, I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.